There's something I used to believe and talk about a lot on this channel that I've completely changed my mind about. And I feel comfortable enough just talking to you about this openly. I'm a human being. I change my mind about things just like anybody else. And what I used to believe is that the clothing brand idea wasn't really as important as the execution of that idea. Like, you could have an okay idea, and through enough perseverance, enough effort, and enough skill set, turn that idea into, you know, the next big Supreme or next big clothing brand. And as much as there's some truth to that, I've really started to recognize the value in having a really good brand idea and how far that can help take your brand. This has really been coming up for me because for my own clothing brand, you know, I've been doing this for about 7 years. I've got my clothing brand to around $500,000 per year in sales, but I'm going after a niche in Canada, and it's a really specific niche. And after 7 years, you know, I'm realizing there's really not much else to expand this brand into and to really take this brand into new places. And the idea, when I first came up with this idea, it was back in 2016 with my partner at the time. We came up with the idea on a whim. We'd never done this before, so we just started up a clothing brand. And in hindsight now, I'm thinking, wow, yeah, there really definitely was a market cap to all of this. And I'm super stoked with everything that we've done. You know, we can still probably grow a little bit, but I want to talk to you about this openly, this whole idea of what it means to come up with a really good clothing brand idea and how it can really affect your brand and help you take your brand to truly amazing places. So I hope you enjoy. Apparel Success is sponsored by my buds over at Brand Crowd. Brand Crowd's a logo maker tool. You type in the name of the logo that you want to have made, hit enter, thousands of logos will come up. You choose the logo that you like, then you can edit, refine that logo as long as you want for free until it's perfect for you. This is a Hundo P design I had made for my own clothing brand using Brand Crowd. If you're interested, head over to brandcrowd.com/apparel success and you can get 66% off at checkout. Okay, so this video here is going to be really honest with you. I'm going to be more laid back, more chill. So if you were looking for like a bang, bang, bang episode where I'm coming at you super hard, this one's going to be just a bit more me off the cuff talking about my honest thoughts. So hopefully you get some value to this. That's the whole point. So, you know, I've been running my brand now for about 7 years. I started it back up in 2016 with my buddy. When we started up the brand, we literally didn't even know about the clothing brand space. You know, we just wanted to start up a business. I always just didn't want to work. I didn't want to go to work for anybody. And that was my main driving force behind starting up a business. And we decided to come out with a clothing brand. I was a video editor, a professional video editor at TSN for SportsCenter. And, you know, back when we started the brand, we just came up with an idea. It was like, let's try this out. Let's see where it goes. 7 years later, I'm still working on this brand, still driving it, still doing all the ads, you know. And it was sort of one of those ideas that from the beginning probably wasn't that good of an idea. Like, we just came up with it in the truck on the way home from hockey one time. And we decided, hey, let's try this out. Let's see where it goes. I know how I am with things, and I really applied as much effort as I possibly could to this brand. And, you know, I still do. And what I've sort of realized is that this brand that I started back in 2016, who I was back in 2016, I've outgrown it. My skill set, my understanding of all this stuff, you know, I imagine what it would be like, God, if I just started up a new clothing brand today with all this new understanding that I have around this. And funny enough, I keep getting comments on the YouTube channel, people saying, you know, it would be awesome to see you start up a new clothing brand, see how it would do. There might be something happening behind the scenes that might be revealed to you in the future that I can't really tell you about right now. So, but looking at my clothing brand right now with these new eyes that I have, I've realized that if I could go back in time, back to 2016, I probably would have called my brand K-Bud, spelled B-U-D. Just so that people could pronounce it and understand it easier. Ever since I started this brand, you know, even though people love the way that it's spelt today, there's just this pronunciation barrier. So, you know, K-Bud spelt the way that I've spelt it, it's just always led to a bit of friction and a bit of, you know, people not truly being able to understand it as easily as I'd want them to be able to understand it. And at the same time, you know, there's 38 million people in Canada, but most of Canada isn't a part of the subculture that I'm selling to. There's only maybe a million or a couple million people within the niche that I'm selling to. And, you know, I think I've done a really good job making a brand for those people and getting people on board who are part of that culture and really creating a brand for those people. And so from an experience perspective, you know, this has been absolutely amazing and I'm not stopping. I'm still going, placing a new order for inventory and rolling this all forward. But looking at my brand today with these new eyes, you can imagine I've done hundreds of videos now talking about this and my experience growing my brand. I've worked with hundreds of clothing brands. I've done hundreds of brand reviews. All I do is work with clothing brands and understand what makes them pop, understand what makes them grow. When I look at my brand now, I think, man, you know, when I started up my brand, I had no idea what I was doing. Imagine if I could start up a new brand right now, or if I started up a new brand right now, what that would look like and just how many things I could redo with this new understanding of the space. And that idea to me is something that's like what they say in the Matrix, it's like a splinter in the brain. It's just something I've never really been able to forget.
But it's there, like a splinter in your mind.
And I constantly think about, imagine if I were to just start over again, you know? And so honestly, you know, growing my brand here, I'm constantly trying to innovate, constantly still coming out with new designs. I'm gonna roll through the rest of this year, still investing in new inventory and really pushing this and continuing to watch it grow, especially in the fourth quarter, because the fourth quarter of the year is like insane every year around Christmas time and Black Friday. But, you know, I'm just saying there might be something in the works here that might be popping up within the next 6 months to a year that you might be seeing on this channel. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And, you know, what I hope that you get out of this video, I realize this is more of just sort of like a diary for me, but what I hope that you get is that you, even 2 or 3 years from now, remember this and just recognize that, you know, where you're at, you can always change your direction. You can always decide to start something new. You can always decide to pivot, do things that are more aligned with you today. Because back when I look at 2016, Rob, I was a completely different person, like through and through, a completely different person. And, you know, I want to do things that are more aligned with me now. And so that's probably where I'll be taking everything into the future here. And, you know, you can too. And I think that that's what makes good entrepreneurs. There's a saying, what got you here won't get you there. This has been an incredible experience and it continues to be an incredible experience. But I really think that there's some amazing things on the horizon for me. And, you know, I think I need to think completely differently, enter into new paradigms and really just let go of some of my old habits to really take my own career to the next level. And I hope that that's something that you can learn from and that you'll be able to watch me do over the next year or two. So, you know, I really appreciate you watching these videos and I'm sorry that this video is just a little bit more of like a monologue than anything, but, you know, I hope that you watch these just to sort of follow along and a part of it, you know, on top of getting value, like direct value, is just understanding that I'm trying to share with you a legitimate experience that I'm having. And, you know, I hope that that in itself is something that you can learn from. So I hope you enjoyed.